And now, of all the days to make a fuss of somebody, let's do it.
BBC Radio Derby.
Make a difference.
Hannah Millward today. Hannah is a teacher at Selston High School and has been making a difference after she received some information about the Salvation Army through her letterbox. Really touched by the message in the leaflet, so she got her form group at school to write Christmas cards with nice messages inside. Lovely idea. Then she dropped them off at a local Salvation Army in Ripley, who passed them on to the Meals on Wheels in Amber Valley, and they are now distributing them to people in their community who might be lonely or isolated this Christmas. Earlier, I had a chat with Hannah. Hannah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Now, I think a lot of us, hands up, are guilty of maybe seeing something come through the letterbox and instantly disregarding it and putting it in the recycle bin. But for some reason, with this start of the story and what appeared through your letterbox, which inspired you to act, was something a little different. What was it that grabbed your attention and made you spring into action?
So the letter from the Salvation Army came through the letterbox, and I picked the envelope up, and I always read all the mail that comes through my letterbox. And I started reading the story that was in the envelope, and it just really touched me. And I just thought it resonated with lots of people, because the man in the story was talking about how he felt that he was lonely and that no one cared. So I thought, right, I'm going to do something for other people that might feel like that this year.
So in written form then, basically the equivalent of those adverts that you'll see on various channels at this time of year, hoping that people like me and you can come forward and help out, yeah?
Yep.
So tell me what you did from then on then. After this letter touched your heart, what was going through your mind and what did you do about it?
I wanted to reach as many people as I possibly could. And I'm a form tutor at a secondary school in the local area. And me and my tutor group quite often talk about kindness and being kind to each other and helping people in the local community. So I thought it would be a great idea to buy some Christmas cards and get all of them to write a Christmas card to somebody who might be lonely or vulnerable this year. So I had a discussion with them about why we would do this and if they wanted to do it, and they all really wanted to do it. They all really got on board with it. So tutor time the next day, we all sat and wrote some cards. We had a quick discussion about what we could write in the cards, and then they all wrote their own personal message for someone this year.
And a real team effort, this, isn't it? So from what you and your pupils all gathered together and did at Selston High School, it then went on to the Salvation Army in Ripley, who then passed them on to Meals on Wheels in Amber Valley, and they've been distributed. And have you had any feedback yet?
I've not had any feedback yet, no. But the man who I spoke to at the Salvation Army said that something like this had happened before, and it really kind of spurred on the local community to also get involved and help. So I'm hoping that is going to be the ripple effect of this act of kindness.
Now, obviously, in the first instance, you were very touched when you got the letter through the door from the Salvation Army. How touched were you when maybe you read some of the messages that some of the children had written inside these cards? Because I think I'd have gone all a bit wobbly.
Yes, I did. I didn't know which student in my tutor group had written each message, as they just wrote from a student at Selston High School. But some of them, I sat there and went, oh, that's lovely. And I think it just shows, you know, how remarkable teenagers are.
So obviously this is some kind of school project which has gone so very well. Do you have any plans to follow this up, to do more with the Salvation Army, to maybe get the kids involved doing more things in the future?
Yes. Next Christmas, I'd like to do something even bigger. If possible, I'd like to do some fundraising so we can raise some money to provide some Christmas dinners for the Salvation Army next year.
And as I've got you here, Hannah, how have you found the last few weeks at Selston High?
It's been a really lovely end to the first term. It really got us all in the festive spirit and made us think about the true meaning of Christmas and community and trying to be there for everybody.
And are you thrilled that everybody seems to have pulled together through these uncertain times with mixed messages and stuff like that, and maybe you not being able to plan things with any confidence?
Yeah, obviously that has been really difficult, but I think it's really nice that we all pulled through and we could all do something together.
Hannah Millward, teacher at Selston High School, making a difference to anyone lonely or isolated in Amber Valley this Christmas. And another of those amazing Make a Difference stories from BBC Radio Derby.